for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, April the 18th, 2003. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bill Smith is the minister of the evening.
You know, there is so many things that people are worshiping that they don't know the difference, that it's not God. And sometimes people won't appreciate it. But you will love men of God and women of God that will tell you the truth. You know, the Bible said you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Proverbs, the wise man, Solomon, said, buy the truth, sell it not. And I was telling Brother Glenn that I have to go home in the morning because I have to minister tomorrow night at the mission. But this weekend will be one of the greatest events in our city to the religious system. They'll have rabbits laying eggs, and we know that's not true. Easter Bunny. And all of this. There was vacant property. I sure wish the Lord had blessed me with the money that I could have bought it before they got it. But anyway, it take two policemen Sunday morning to direct the traffic in there. I wish we had that at our assembly, but we don't have it. But I believe that we can tell you that we have the truth. Not all the truth. Because we're asking God to unveil and unfold truth to us day by day. That we can walk in His truth. But there's one thing for certain. We won't have no Easter bunnies laying no eggs. And all of this mystery. You see, we live in that asphalt jungle of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And on and on. And I see all of this mixture that troubles me so much. I want to minister to us tonight by the help of God on the army of the Lord. I don't care how much chaos is out there. As Brother Glenn said, Jesus Christ is still Lord. And this just blesses me. I didn't even see this last night. I am so grateful that we're with and among a people that's not waiting in the sweet by and by to make Jesus King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is now. Not going to be, but He is now. And so this is what God has been speaking to my heart about. I was thinking here in the book of Daniel, chapter 2. And when all of this mixture and all of this thing all comes together, and then all of a sudden, Jesus, the Christ, He comes down and He becomes the great stone that fills the earth. Of course, we know as we look through the Bible, He was a stone that the builders rejected, but He became the chief cornerstone. But now here's what that I want to pick up in the same chapter is verse 44. Said, in the days of these kings. Now I'm looking around and seeing what's in the earth today. Shall the God of heaven. Now this is what I'm looking at. To set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Now at the midst of all of this, God has not gone out of business. And that in the midst of all of this chaos, God says, I am setting up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. And that's the kingdom that I want to help build and set up in the earth. And, you know, Brother Glenn was talking about, the Bible tells us to occupy until He comes. And the Greek rendering there says, occupy in His stead. Well, Brother Glenn talked about those, said, well, said, take your children out of school because don't paint the barn, don't do this and that all because the rapture's taking place. All right? That is one side of the coin. But now I am encountering another side of the coin, says, don't worry about anything because it's already transpired. It's already over with. It's gone and passed. And I said, you know, this is so odd. I look in the book of Ezekiel chapter 47, and there is 36 I shalls. I shall in the Hebrew means it's like a done deal. What God has spoken, He will bring it to pass. It's not a hope or maybe so or I really think I can depend on it. But it's a done deal. And so this is where God is bringing His people today that's going to stand in the midst of all of this, even though that we may be outnumbered, we don't even recognize the number. Because, as my little granddaughter says, Poppy, come and see me run. I am on the winning team. Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight we are on the winning team. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Hallelujah. And if Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, it's time that we declare Him so in the earth today. Now, He said, in the midst of all of that, I'm going to raise up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. I want to talk to us a little bit tonight. Perhaps you maybe ought to be talking to me. You're living in a city where you have horse races. All of my life I heard of Hot Springs horse races. I have never been to a horse race. But tonight I want you to know I am betting on the horse tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sister Mildred, he's the white horse. Hallelujah. I'm betting on the white horse tonight. And I like a man told me about all the horses in the book of Revelation. When he got through and I said, I don't believe a bit of it. He had this one and that one and doing so and so. I said, I don't believe none of that. But tonight I believe in the white horse. Hallelujah to God that He's going to come forth to conquer and to conquer in this earth. Not in the sweet by and by, but in the now that you and I will stand in the Word of God and proclaim His truth in this earth.
Amen.
Now, go with me into the book of Job. I'm going to pick up this goodly horse company in the book of Job, chapter 39. Job says this. Job chapter 39, verse 19. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? A horse is known for its beauty. A horse is known for its strength. And a horse is known for its wisdom. Have you ever heard people say, well, they have a lot of book learning, but they don't have no horse sense? You've heard that. That's a Texas term, I guess. All right. Now, verse 20. Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. Now, he paweth in the valley. He rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. Now, brother and sister, today, I know people tell me, said, because you see, like I said, I'm getting to be one of the old rats around the barn now. I've been doing this for a long time. And people has promised me and told me, I don't know if you can tell me anything new anymore. Because I think that I've about heard it all in 40 years. But all today, I want you to know, I believe that it's time that we ourselves, if we get down in the valleys, I believe that we need to arise in the Word of God, gird ourselves with the Word, and we start pouring in the valley that we'll be that overcomer.
Amen.
Now, after all, Brother Glenn, as they say, in the hills of Oklahoma. I've read that book from cover to cover. And I've never found in this Bible where that God ever used a deserter. God took Abraham through. God took Moses through. God took Daniel through. God took the three Hebrew boys through. God took Paul through. And guess what? He's taking you through. Hallelujah. But what are we going to do? We're going to be this goodly horse company that we're going to paw in the valley. Hallelujah. And we're going to bring down the powers of Satan. I told Brother Doc this evening, I said, Brother, you've had to minister all day. But oh, what a glorious service this afternoon. As I begin to see God setting His people free, there's a groaning and travailing creation out there that's waiting for a manifestation of God. Not a rapture, not an escape, but waiting for a manifestation from God. Who's going to do it? Is He coming down to do it? No, sir. He called you and I. He placed us in this place that we declare it so. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, I get so bent out of shape when I see the condition that God's people allowed themselves to get into. Come on. The troubles that I've had, it ain't been my wife. It hasn't been nobody but me. But thank God for a place that we can come and get our house in order and that we can get delivered, we can get cleaned up, and we can get set free and be in that kingdom that's going to turn these worlds upside down. Amen. That they will become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. Now this is what the book says, Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Say, oh, in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel. And it ain't William Branham neither. Hallelujah. Then they said among the trumpeters, ha, ha, pawing in the valley. We used to have a Judge Terrell in our city. His wife came to our church. She was getting up in years. And oh, she would run into the house of the Lord there at our church and she'd say, I feel like I can run through a troop and I can leap over a wall. And she was somewhere in her upper 80s at that time. And I'll tell you, little old sister Judge Terrell, I tell you, was a tremendous ministry. Hallelujah. And but we see it today. Well, I guess I have to compromise. Well, I'll tell you, if you don't compromise, you don't have a lot of people in the church. Well, if we had Easter eggs and had Easter bunnies Sunday, we could fill that big auditorium of ours up. But I'm not selling out for garbage. Amen. Hallelujah. If I can't be real, I'll go home. Come on. If I can't be real, I don't want to be anything. Hallelujah. Now, notice as we go a little further. All right, doth the hawk fly by the wisdom of and strength of her wings toward the south? Doth the eagle mount up at the command and make her nest on high? Now, she dwelleth and abideth on the rock, at the crag of the rock. And this is characteristics of an eagle, but I'm not for that tonight. But listen, we are referred to many times as eagles. Remember in Psalms, he said, I'll renew your youth as an eagle. Now, what does a eagle do? When an eagle gets old and his beak grows over to his mouth, he can't get no food. Instead of him acting like a chicken, he gets out on a rock and he pecks that old beak until he breaks it off. He shakes them wings and gets them old loose feathers off and he's renewed. He's ready to go again. That's you and I. Hallelujah. We come down here to the filling station and we get filled up and we're ready for service again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he dwelleth and bideth on the rock, the crag of the rock. From thence she seeketh her prey. But now, how many of us today are we going to let circumstances? Precious lady this afternoon that we were ministering to back there said, I've been waiting for 15 years for this. Listen, folks. We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to wait for another day. This is mine and your day. This is the day that God has called us into. I want you to know this woman right here, she came to in East Texas and she said God told her to anoint the ministry. She come back there and she baptized me with the oil. And I said, Sister Mildred, I didn't need a bath with it today. She said, it's time that you get in there and get your part done. She's the one that did it. And I said, Sister Miller, I didn't need a bath in it. She said, yeah, but you need it. Now, how many of us today are we going to wait for another day? Now, go with me into the book of Revelations chapter 19. And I want us to look here for a moment. Revelations chapter 19. And let's see. All right. I'm like Brother Doc. I've just about wore this Bible out. I got my other one with it, but this one has more in it than my other one has. All right. Verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. He said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, I was talking to a brother this afternoon. We were eating lunch together from Oklahoma. From there, I've been there in Oklahoma where he's from. And we were talking about some things. But you know, here's something that bothers me most of all. I see people that fall down. I have people in Mexico because they say, oh, when I go into a new area, into a new village, they'll go in there and they'll say, oh, he's a rich man. And oh, God is so giving them so much knowledge. And they reach out, they feel like they can't really shake hands with me. They have to reach out real close away from me. And brother and sister, and then I've had them to fall to their knees at my feet. I get down there right where they're at and I'll lift them up and I say, I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm not asking you to worship nobody but Jesus Christ my Lord and come into His understanding. And then notice what He says here. And I saw heaven open and behold. Now I want to tell you something. Many a night that Brother Glenn was talking about the visions. The other night, I went by the Spirit into the wilderness. My wife said, Bill said, you spoke in tongues for over 15 minutes. And then said, Bill, you became violent and you were taking a country for God. And I said, I've never had no enemy bow down to my feet and say, I give up. Brother, he wants possession. He wants to live where he's lived the longest. But brother, we're not going to let it happen. Now, notice what he says here. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All right? Now, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. Do I need to tell you who that is? You know, don't you? He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Faithful and in true. And in righteousness, he doth judge and make war. What did we do this afternoon? What have we been doing since we've been here? We've been making war for the enemy. And we're not running from him. We're either reigning or we're running. And it's time that we reign in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this white horse. Notice what he's going to wage war. His eyes were of a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Is this your Savior? Is this your Savior? All right, now let's go on. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Here, a while back, we had a lady that come to our place. She said she wanted to preach over at my house. She said she wanted to preach at our church Sunday. She said, God has given me a word. And I said, what's the word God is giving you? And she said, on the four faces. She said, you know, the face of a man, the face of an ox, the face of an eagle. I said, yeah. She said, God tells me that that's the long-haired people. I said, and you're wanting to preach that in our church? I'm sorry. That is not what it's talking about. Them four faces is talking about my Jesus. In Matthew, Jesus was the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In Mark, He was the suffering ox. He was the servant. There is no genealogy in the book of Mark because nobody wants any genealogy on a servant. In the book of Luke, He was the Son of Man. In the book of John, He was the Son of God born from above. And you'll start with the book of St. John. He says, in the beginning. Can anybody put a date on that? In the beginning. We don't see no fall, but we see what God is. And I said, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we let enough error to get in. We don't need this. You mean you're not going to let me preach? I said, no, ma'am. I said, we're not. I said, because for one reason, there's no truth in that. That's telling me of the four Gospels of Jesus Christ, my Lord. So now, here we have Him described again. His vesture is dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. All right? Now, you said, but what about me? Look at verse 14. And the armies which are in heaven followed Him upon what now? White horses clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Now, what do we see here? We see a company following Jesus. I'm talking about the army of the Lord. They are following the faithful and true. His vesture is dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. That sounds like John 1 and 1, doesn't it? St. John. Now, but notice something. Clean and white. All right? How many today wants to follow after the heart of God? I think that David said in the book of Psalms, he said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, my soul panteth after thee, O God. David cried out again in Psalms chapter 17, verse 15. And David says this, I'll not be satisfied until I awake with thy likeness. Now, brother and sister, today, I'm not going to be satisfied until the fullness of the Christ dwells within this temple. This is the temple of God. We thank God for this building, but this is the temple that God is raising up. This is the true tabernacle, the one that the Lord pitched and not man. Now, follow him on white horses. What is a white horse? It's a thoroughbred. Did we start off tonight? We talked about the mixture in the book of Daniel. But God says, in the days of all of that mixture, I will raise up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. Oh, thank God. Me and you members of that kingdom, aren't we? Hallelujah. But you see, a thoroughbred. I was ministering in an Indian, Choctaw Indian camp in Oklahoma. In Lodi, Oklahoma. And this guy that was the pastor's name was Larry Coley. And so I said, Larry, I know you've been too religious. You didn't watch the Cowboys and the Indians on television. But I said, I took my girl to Colorado, my baby girl, when she was like 10 or 12 years old. And so the chief that was doing the dancing and everything, he called Shelly over and said, come on over, ma'am. Says, I know you've watched television, and we Indians ain't never won a battle yet. So I said, Larry, how come Indians is riding spotted horses? That's a mixture. But I said, Jesus is described as the white horse, and the company that's following him are on white horses too. And listen, we're learning day after day how to wage war to overthrow the kingdom of Satan. I thought this afternoon when my sister said, for 15 years, I've been battling against this. But there was a lady in the Bible that was the seed of Abraham. She went through for 18 years. And God raised her up. God raised her up. Now, let's go again. So now, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. Now, did you hear what Brother Glenn was saying earlier tonight? There are people that will preach that and say that's preaching their sermon. We had a man just stand up in our church where he has just come to us. And you know, sometimes when they come to you, you have to take a Kirk home and get the burrs out of their wool. And you have to be real easy. And sometimes it takes a lot of patience to change diapers, part that mustache, and get the bottle in there. Come on. You see, I know about those things. And so he said, I've got something to testify about. He started talking about the war. I said, oh, but brother, we've been watching that all the time. That's not news for us. I want to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I want to know what God is saying today. I want fresh news out of the oven of God today. I want to see the fresh bread that God's baking today. Hallelujah. We don't have to have last year's leftovers. Look at the prodigal son. And I heard that preach and preach and preach. Let me tell you something. There were two prodigals. One strayed and the other one stayed. And the one that stayed was there all the time. And he got so jealous. He said, I've been here and you didn't do nothing for me. Now my brother, he went down there and joined it. And listen, when you leave God, you're going to join something. You'll join something when you leave God. And guess what? The Father said, all that was mine was thine. And you never partook of it. You never partook of it. How many of us today, there's been 9 spiritual gifts that's been given to the church. 3 of them is the power gifts, 3 of them speaking gifts, and 3 of them is knowing gifts. And they've been given to the church. And we are responsible for everything that God has given us. Listen, the army of the Lord is going to be well equipped. Well equipped. And they're going to be able to speak the word in many areas. Speak the word and see God bring it to pass. Now, I want you to go with me into Revelation chapter 14. And first of all, Brother Doc was talking a little bit this afternoon. And I was listening to sit there on the back. And he was talking about the incest. And we all know that the Ammon and the Moabites came from the incest of Lot and his 2 daughters. He got drunk. But the thing of it is, if you'll read that, Lot had moved into a cave. We need to understand things. Lot had moved into a cave. That's a house built upon sand and produced incest. Look at the house in Luke chapter 6, verse 46 through 49. And the rain beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not shake it because it was founded upon the rock, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? But then the other one was built where? Upon the sand. We look at Revelation 13 here in verse 1, and it says, I looked upon the sand and upon the seashore, and there's the beast coming up out of the sand. But brother and sister, I want to point you to Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. My Aunt Euther, she got so upset at me, she disowned me. Because I said, Aunt Euther, there is no escape hatch. None of us is going to escape out of this. And so she got mad at me. She disowned me. So then they came to Fort Worth to see their daughter. We went to the grocery store and we saw my cousin at the store. She said, my mother's at my house. Said, would you want to come by and see her? Yes, because if you draw a circle and exclude me, I'll draw a bigger one and include you. Because I'm going to bring forth, by the help and grace of God, set up His kingdom in this earth. Hallelujah, God, that we can see a manifestation of God unlimited in this earth. So, she's mad at me. So she goes to my wife and she says, Norman, what's that you and son believe? She said, Euther, we believe the Bible. And she said, Euther, do you remember in Revelation 14, there's 144,000 that's upon Mount Zion. Said, Euther, that's the company that we're wanting to be a part of. Up on Mount Zion. She looked and she said, I don't see nothing wrong with that. And I said, we can't find fault with the Bible. But there's 144,000. 144,000 is 12 times 12, which is a spirit-guided life. Now, brother and sister, you're not going to accidentally get into this kingdom walk with God. You're coming in here with your eyes wide open. Hallelujah, God, and willing to take the flak that comes with it. Because, you see, I was kingdom when kingdom wasn't cool. I've heard about you. Brother Humbard, I've heard about you. I've seen your brother on television. I thought y'all were a little bit odd anyhow. Y'all just act different. No, because we don't have Easter bunnies. No, we don't have Easter bunnies. Nor neither do we put Christmas trees in the church and have parties. Come on, folks. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. If we don't live this one day a week. You see, I got weaned from this when I was about 2 or 3 weeks old in the Lord. When I said an eternal yes unto God, He said an eternal yes to me. And I'll tell you, as God began to open up things to us and all the things that I've been taught from my youth, I found out a lot of it was trash. And you know what? In Oklahoma and California, because I grew up in California, we were taught backsliding and we practice it every day. Every day we practiced it. But brother, I want you to know when I got saved up with God in 1962, there was a little old lady, was about 89 years old, come up there and she had a smile on her face. Her face would have broke all to pieces. She come up there like, son, yes ma'am, get in the book and get something for the Holy Ghost to work with. Now, if that ain't a direct word from God, I never heard one in my life. Sure, as my daughter would say, Daddy, she calls over to the house and she says, girl, I want to speak to your daddy. Y'all don't know how to talk. And she says, Daddy, she's known me since I was born. She knows what my name is. But she was a lady that if you couldn't talk the Word of God in a measure with her, she didn't have no time. But she told me right up front, 3 weeks old in the Lord, said, get in that book and you get something for the Holy Ghost to work with. And I've tried to make it a purpose in my life. Hallelujah. Now, notice, and the Father's name written in the forehead. How many of us in this room tonight that we're longing to have the mind of Christ? 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, but ye have the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 said, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. I remember when this one, I was preaching right up here on one meeting, and this one got up here and got me by the arm and was preaching beside me. Because we'd never seen nothing like that before. And I told her, I said, you know, Sister Miller, you scared me. She said, yeah, you look like you're scared. But you know what? It blessed me. Because this has been an inspiration to me. I tell her, she tells me she's going to work, and she says, I can't tell nobody my age. They won't let me have a job. Let me tell you something. We all talk about Isaac being the promised son. And he was. But there's not a one in this room can tell me what Isaac did the last 40 years of his life. You can rust out or wear out. Come on. What was Paul said? I was a dying blessing. What was Jacob? Jacob walked over there, and even though that they thought was going to follow the same old order, and Jacob, what did he do? When Joseph brought them two sons up her, Jacob didn't know it all. And when he brought them up her to Joseph, and Joseph grabs those hands and tries to separate them, and he wouldn't do it. He parted them blessings like they're supposed to be. And the last blessing went on the last son. I'm here to tell you tonight that God's after the last son, because the last wine is fixing to be poured out upon the church today to bring forth a ruling people, not a people that's thrown down by the enemy and wore out by the devil, but a people that's going to reign in life in this earth. Hallelujah. I stood at Mount Zion, not on the sand of the seashore, but on Mount Zion, 144,000. Got the Father's name written in their forehead. All right. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And I want to say something tonight. Ever since the crystal came to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, I fell in love with that young lady. I'm not talking about natural, because I seen such a love that she had for the kingdom of God. And that Sister Juanita, is that right? Sister Juanita and Crystal tonight, could you sing any greater courses than that? Listen, folks, we're not playing games. Everything that we do, we must bring it in order to God. And look what worship song and courses that were sung tonight to exalt the name of Jesus. Not a flying away, not in the sweet by and by, but right now in the now that we're going to have power to overcome. Listen, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him, and him with me. Verse 21 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. To him that overcometh will I grant to him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. God is holding your place tonight, that you'll be one of these overcomers that will walk up in complete deliverance and walk in the realm of the kingdom.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But oh, thank God. Thank God. Brother Glenn doesn't even know this unless they call Brother Glenn. A lady, I believe it was in Des Moines, Iowa. I preached here a long time back. A faith that does not stagger. Remember, Abraham was strong in faith, giving God the glory. What God had promised, he was able to perform. And I said, a faith that does not stagger. It was either faith or it was murder. And so I got a call. And they said, Brother Smith. I said, yes, that's me. He said, I got a tape from Lake Hamilton Bible Camp where you were preaching. And I call you because I want to talk to you. And said, I put on that tape upstairs in the bedroom. I've been battling with cancer. And I put on that tape that a faith that does not stagger. And said, God has made me whole. Hallelujah. It came right here from Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. But you see, this is where we're wild. Sure we are. I said, I'm going to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp to minister. Isn't that a cult down there? I said, no, it's not a cult. It's a people hunting for the heart of God.
Amen.
Come on. We don't have to be bashful. Come on, we don't have to be backward. Come and see. Come and see. What did the woman that carried a water pot? She left it with the river, we said last night. What did she say? What was her message? Come and see a man that told me everything. His name was Jesus. Come see. Sister Mildred don't preach no better than that. Now, let's notice. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts. And the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. Redemption number one. What was Brother Doc teaching this morning? He quoted all around Romans 8:8. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Walk in the spirit of Galatians 5:16, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on. But Romans 8:11. But if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, by your spirit that dwelleth in you will quicken your mortal body. That word quicken is to make alive. How many in this building wants to live? I do. I want to live and reign for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to have to ask God to touch my being. And brother and sister, all of them that told me that I'd cool down after I got out of my 20s, they ought to see me now. Now. All right, they were redeemed for what? From the earth. These are they were not defiled with women. Now, I'm not talking about literal women. Now, don't get alarmed. There's only two women in your Bible. I know there's a lot of names. Come on. But one is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other represents the harlot system. There's only two. One is representing the church, and the other the harlot system. And brother and sister, we're no part of that harlot system. No, sir. That's why that we don't have as many people as we used to have. Come on. But you know what? I'd rather have quality any day as quantity. Because let me tell you something. When warfare breaks out, we're going to know if it's an uncertain sound. Come on. And we're going to know if it's the trumpet of the Lord preparing for battle. But you see, if you've got a bunch that don't know what's going on, there's no telling what will take place. But brother and sister, these are what? That were redeemed. From the first was redeemed from the earth, and now redeemed from the harlot system or the religious order. Now, if you think the computer over in Belgium is going to release the Antichrist, you're all wrong. That Antichrist is already here in this earth, and it's nothing but a religious system. Now, but you know what? I took a man, his wife had a bad back, and they wanted to go to the big market and shop. And I took him up to where they entered to the market, and I said, now listen, brother, let me give you some good instructions. I've been in Mexico now for 30 years at this time, Of course, now I've been in there over 33. So I said, I don't care what kind of story they come to you. I don't care what kind of story they tell you. Don't you buy a ring from them. Everything that glitters is not gold. And I said, don't buy a ring. I go park the truck because I didn't want his wife to have to walk such a long way. Parked the truck and got back up there. Got that ring on his face. Said, look at that. I said, you did it, didn't you? Oh, but his mother. I said, what did I tell you about the story? Yeah, but you don't understand. I said, he said, I got it for $20. I said, where's the man that you got it from? Oh, that's him walking down there. I went over and I said, say, I'll give you 50 cents for one of them rings. He said, oh, no, no, no. But I walked away with him with the same ring for $1 to show him what he had bought. Brother, I'm not settling for anything except walking with God. Hallelujah. And seeing the dimension of God and being God's expression in this earth. You said that's haughty, that's exalted. No, sir, not at all. If brother and sister, when you come to the place that God can trust you with His fullness, that's what we're hunting for today. I said, God, regardless of what you do through me, I'll take no glory for myself. I'll not want a picture. I'll not want a camera. I just want to see you. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about an army of the Lord. All right? Now, redeemed from the women, for they are virgins. These are they, what now? Which follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Now, was that what we read in Revelation 19? And the armies that followed Him. But, like I repeat again, Bob Mumford said in Arlington, Texas, at this big seminar that he was teaching, he said, yes, we say that we're following God and we leave two heel marks all the way behind us. There's a lot of truth in that. But you know what? A lot of people feel like they're just free to do anything. You know what my plans were? My wife's plans were? Well, when we get old enough, before we got as old as we are now, we were retiring. And we said, well, now we will take care of the mission field and we'll turn the church over to somebody else. But instead of us retiring, we've had to refire. Did you hear what he said? And then I read the book of Ecclesiastes and he said, there's no discharge from this war. So then my wife, she gets, what, that Good House magazine thing? Gets the floor plans. Because we have 15 acres up in Oklahoma. Going to build that big house. And me and Granny going to ride off into the sunset. Come on, we get plans. Everybody else gets to do what they want to do. But when you become a prisoner of the Lord, you don't do nothing unless God allows you to do it. So I told her about 4 years ago now. I said, honey, you might as well use those magazines to start the fire in the fireplace. Because our plans is all trashed out. We got a Bible college we're going to open up on the fifth day of next month in Mexico. A Bible college. I'm preaching in the mission tomorrow night. So you say, I'm almost retired. And then I am what the church uses for a pastor. But I'm almost retired. Busier now than we've ever been. Huh? But oh, if you only could see. These people have no home. Nobody's interested in them. And I want to tell you something. I'm not a sissy. But I sit there in front of my television and I bawled. When I saw our boys over sleeping in the dirt and I'm sleeping on $1,000 mattress. Come on. If I'm doing all right, rain on everybody else. Brother and sister, it's getting down that we're going to have everything common with God. Amen. Everything's going to be in order with God. I go over there.
these homeless people. They feel like they're not good enough to shake hands with you. They feel like that they're not clean enough to shake hands with you. I just walk up there real close. They can't deny that. Why? Because only thing that's different between me and them is God. I came from the same place that they come. I was born in shapen in iniquity. The Bible says so in Psalms 51. But God made the difference in my life. I was never on the street. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you that I was a sinner, fell from grace. And I'll tell you, some of them will fall out in the floor with a seizure. I don't know why. Walk over a minute, begin to pray and minister to them and break that spirit off in them, and that thing will cease right then and there. You tell me that we're not the way unto the way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. But we're the way unto Jesus. We're the one that points toward Jesus in this earth. So now you see, instead of retiring, I'm more involved. So now we burnt the books. And in the nurse, not the nursing home, but the hospital in Tyler, Texas, the administrator's wanting to buy the land. So now I'm about ready to let them have the land. Plans is all shot. Why?
Yeah, but that school needs the money.
Yes, sir. And guess what? I'd rather live 1 year fulfilling the will and the call of God in my life and to live 10 outside of the will of God. And brother and sister, as I fulfill the will of God, He's going to keep this heart a pumping and He's going to keep me in good shape as long as I'm doing His will and His purpose, because I become His responsibility.
Amen.
Come on. It's just like my baby daughter. When she graduated from high school, she says, "Daddy, I want my class ring. I want the Bible, open Bible in it, and I want a cross." And I said, "Honey, that's a lot of money. And honey, I'm broke." She says, "That ain't what you preach." She looked at me, Brother Glenn. Glenn knows her. She plays the piano at the church today. She looked over at me and she says, "Daddy, I didn't ask to be born and I am your responsibility." So now I'm saying, "God, you're the one that's called me and I am responsible and you're responsible for me." And guess what? He's never let me down. I'm talking about the army of the Lord. These are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Now, how many today feels like that it's about over with? Come on. I want to tell you something. You remember Hezekiah prophesied. What was it? "You'll set your house in order." But he turned his face toward the wall. Cried out to God, and God added another 15 years to his life. Brother and sister, today, Glenn quoted it, I believe, or Brother Doc did today. Remember Isaiah chapter 45? He says, "Command ye me the work of my hands, ye sons." Huh? Come on. Now, God said that. I didn't say that. He said, "Command ye me the work of my hands, ye sons." So what am I doing now? I'm only stepping in to my benefits. All right? Now, all right, these were redeemed from among men. We've seen redemption from the earth. We've seen redemption from the system, and now they were virgins, and now we see again another redemption. "And redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and of the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God." Now, do we dare touch the next verse? That's already got pretty wild up to there. I told a man the other day, he said he's having problems with me. I said, you think you're having problems with me now. You just wait till I get into that everlasting gospel, and I ain't talking about being long-winded neither. In that everlasting gospel that we will preach through thought pattern by the Spirit of the living God because of the gifts that's been given to the church, the gifts of tongues, and which will be no problem going to Russia and having the language. Come on. Come on. But oh, well, don't limit yourself to God. You're not going to limit God. You don't. A little hunk of flesh is not going to limit deity. So don't you limit yourself to God. You let God stand up and rule within and through you. Because God is raising up this kingdom that shall never be destroyed. It's an everlasting kingdom. And guess what? That's where my zip code's at. Come on. Praise the Lord. So, as Paul said, I fought a good fight. Finished my course. But I want to tell you something, folks. We're not settling for nothing less than what God has prepared for us. Brother Glenn, I think, was talking about today about crucifying the Son of God afresh again. When we just keep on walking on what He's done for us. Bringing Him to open shame. I'm sick and tired of crucifying the Son of God afresh. I want to see a people stand up in God and proclaim His truth in this earth. Ooh, I didn't know it was that late. Well, I don't know when it started, Brother Glenn. All right, then I want you to go with me to Isaiah chapter 5, then, if I got 20 minutes. I promise you we won't stay all night.
I'll have
it before. Yeah. I want to tell you something. A few years back, there was such a move of God in this place. We didn't break service at 10 o'clock for lunch. People were laying out in this floor, including Brother Glenn. There was such a move of God in this place. I think it was the day that this one right here was got me by the arm, was preaching with me. Right up here. Come on, folks. You said, well, we just tore up the mold that day. Let me tell you something, folks. It's time that we shake this earth again. It's time that we see God lifted up in this earth again. Now, let's look here in Isaiah 5 and we'll close. I promise you we won't stay long. All right? Verse 26. And He will lift up a ensign. Now, this word ensign in the Hebrew means signal. All right? Now, to the nations from far. And He will hiss unto them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come speedily, swiftly. Now, here's what we are talking about this army. None shall be weary. None shall nor stumble among them. None shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall they the girdle of their loins be loose, nor the lackets of their shoes be broken. I'm talking about this army. We look in Matthew chapter 25, and we see there's 10 virgins. 5 is wise, and they've got oil. 5 are foolish, and they didn't take no oil. There is not a system in this earth that does not have a little bit of the Word. There's usually enough truth to float it along. You've got to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. So, but they got a problem. Sister Juanita, all 10 of them slumbers and sleeps. Romans 13:11, it says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, said, we are the children of the day. Now, so, 5 are wise, 5 are foolish. When I was a little old bitty kid, I heard them say, but you know, 5 of them made the rapture. 5 didn't. Brother Clement, here is another company. at the midnight hour, when they were slumbering and sleeping, at the midnight hour there was a cry made and said, come out and meet with God. Hello there. Today I am sending forth a cry to come out and meet with God. At midnight in the darkest hour, the cry was made, come out and meet with God. Clifford came running over to my house the other day and he says, I guess you know that Jesus is going to return as a thief in the night. I said, yes, in what company you're in. Because the same verse, same chapter says, but ye are the children of the day and it won't overtake you. Now, brother and sister, you can be asleep in the night season or you can be wide awake and be the children of light. Revelation, I mean, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5. But ye, children, are not of the night, because you are of the day, because ye understand. Hallelujah. But now, let's notice what we've got here. All right, none shall be weary nor stumble. Since you've been walking with God, have you known of any preachers or anyone that you've been closely related with that has stumbled along the way? This, and then I read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, and it talks about, but and they received not the promises. Come on. Brother and sister, I want the promises. What God has said. Now, so a brother that we love so dearly, walked with for 25 years, messed up last year, destroyed his home and destroyed the church. And if you was going to lie, and he's ministered right here in this place, he has preached probably 20 meetings in our church in the last 25 years. But guess where he's at today? Stumbled. Stumbled. Something came. And if you run around and think that you are steady by yourself, you better learn a secret every morning when you get up out of bed. You set the Lord before you and you fall after Him. And then in doing so, you're going to have a steady in your walk. All right? Then, and none of them what? Slumber nor sleep, neither shall they the girdle of their loins be loosed, for the lacket of their shoes be broken, whose arrows are sharp and all their bows bent, their horses' hoofs shall be counted as flint, and the wheels like a whirlwind. I'm talking about the army of the Lord that the enemy is not stopping. I want to tell you something. Let me give you some news tonight. The devil don't like none of us. And you are no match for the devil outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't you ever try to face him in your own ability. You face him through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you come out as a conqueror. I'm talking about in the days of these kings, God is going to raise up a kingdom that shall not be given to another. Let's stand together. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for this people. We thank you for your precious word. God, your word is forever settled in heaven. And God, you're giving us a word that we can settle it here in the earth because our domain is in this earth. God, you recorded in your word in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. You said, the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the water covereth the sea. And God, we thank you for that today, Lord. God, we thank you for that promise that you're going to rule, you're going to reign through us until every enemy is put underfoot. And God, you said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And God, we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, Brother Glenn.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.